Enhancing the quality of conversations in educational communities, a key objective in the work of Growth Coaching International. For many of us, we think immediately of adult conversations in staff meetings or boardrooms, maybe even in the school corridors. But what about conversations at student level? How do we enhance the quality of conversations between our students? This is the Coaching in Education podcast series, and I'm your host, Richard Reid. Today, I'm in conversation with Alison Spence, principal at Kohea Terrace School in Auckland, New Zealand, and we are joined by five of her amazing students who each have been trained as student coaches and are keen to share the impact coaching has had on them. Alison, a few months back, I had the privilege of joining you in conversation about your coaching and education journey, in particular, the work that you have done here at Kohea Terrace School. In that previous podcast episode, you described various aspects of the school's coaching journey, but one particular aspect inspired me so much that I just had to come back and find out more. Back in 2018, you had the opportunity to pilot GCI's student coaching program. For our listeners, can you give us a little reminder of how it all started off?
Sure, Richard. I wanted to do so. Yes, it did start in 2018, where I was approached by some people from Education Group in New Zealand to trial their student coaching in schools program. As an avid coach, I was very keen to extend this opportunity to our students. And certainly over the years, it's become a bit of a badge of honour for our school and for our students to see that being a student coach is something that they seek and want to achieve for themselves. They see that it's worthy and it's an opportunity for them to give back. The program's really evolved over those years because of the input that those students have on the program as well. They're telling me just as much how to improve things as I think about things for themselves. So, yeah, as I say, pretty much a badge of honour. And I'm really looking forward to hearing what these five students share with you today.
Fantastic. Now, I am, as I said, really excited to have five of your student coaches join us today. We have Kanan, Ruby, Ed, Dylan, and Boydahee. Can I ask you guys just to give everyone a brief hello and introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Kanan. I'm 12 years old. I'm head boy at Kohea Terrace Sport, and I've been coaching since last year.
Hi, I'm Edward, and I am head coach of Kohea Terrace School, and I've been coaching for 2 years.
Hi, I'm Dylan. I'm 13, and I've been coaching for 2 years.
Hi, I'm Boydahee. I'm the deputy head girl at Kohea, and I've been coaching here for 2 years.
Hi, I'm Ruby. I'm 13, and I'm the head girl, and I've also been coaching for 2 years.
Fantastic. Now, I'm going to ask you guys some questions to help us understand a little bit more about what student coaching looks like in your school. Now, to start with, in a previous conversation, Alison mentioned to me that your approach to student coach training followed the Māradum philosophy of Tuakana Taina. Kanan and Ruby, can you explain to our listeners what this means?
So, Tuakana Taina translates to older sibling, younger sibling. At Kohea Terrace School, we really value the relationship. We want kids to feel like this is a second home and that they can come and talk to us, especially since we're coaches, and they treat us as their older siblings.
Yeah, so in class, kids are our own age, but coaching creates connections between older and younger students. And as well as our coaches learning from us, we as coaches are also getting better and learning from them.
Fantastic. I like the idea of connections in there, very, very important. For students who are already involved in a lot of school activities, Ruby and Ed, can you share with us what inspired you to add even more to your schedules and apply to become a student coach at Kohea?
So I thought it would be a really great chance to support others around the school and a really great leadership opportunity. And as one of the older students, I wanted to support younger students as well and learn new skills that I could use in different areas of life.
In year six, our school gives us a lot of new leadership opportunities. And I wasn't sure which one I should do. All of my friends were doing sport leaderships, but I want to do something different. And I saw student coaching. I thought, yeah, okay, I'll do that. I can do that, and I can see that I can make a difference in people. So, yeah, that's why I joined it.
Fantastic. I'm listening there, and it's just terrific to hear students in essentially primary school talking about leadership opportunities, and coaching is only one of the leadership opportunities that you get to choose from. So that's absolutely fantastic. Okay, I'm going to turn to Boadhi and Kanan for this next question. Having been a teacher myself, I know all too well that working with very young students can be a challenge. Can you tell us what it's like coaching some of the younger students in school?
While working with the younger students, one of the challenges that I've come across is probably explaining things to them, such as tasks or like topics we'll be discussing, because while using like very sophisticated vocabulary, they might be like, what does that mean? So yeah, it's like, you got to go down to their level and you got to think like them, think like a 5-year-old, and you got to explain it to them in simpler terms. And it's honestly really fun. It's very enjoyable spending your time with them.
In coaching, we have lots of different ways where we interact with the younger students. I've had the privilege of being a buddy coach, and when coaching younger students, like for their learning goals, like what he said, you have to get down to the level, but there are also certain things that you get from buddy coach as a younger student than you do from an older student. I find that lots of younger students need a little less white space, and they already know, they have their mindset on what they want to do, and they already have ideas, which is why I find it a little easier to coach with them.
Okay, terrific. I'm loving some of the phrases you guys are using. You were talking about adjusting your vocabulary and trying to think like a 5-year-old. Absolutely fantastic. I'm really intrigued, mentioned there, with your buddy coach idea. And I know our listeners would love to hear more about this. Now, Dylan, Ed and Ruby, can you give us a flavour of what's involved in being a buddy coach?
I think being a buddy coach is a really nice responsibility, because you're making really strong connections with someone you probably might have never met before, and you're making a difference in their lives by helping them solve their problems.
Yeah, a little bit like what Dylan said. You can you get really good friendships with them sometimes, or all the time. And then even so, you're with them for a year. And even once that year's up, you're still really good friends with them, and you can see that you've made a difference in their life. And that's really good. It makes you feel quite good.
Yeah, I think other coaching involves working with groups of kids in the classroom or playground, but buddy coaching is about building connection with a certain person, and you get to know them over time and become someone they trust, which is really nice.
Fantastic. And again, I'm hearing that phrase again, making new connections is a word that's coming up again and again, and also being able to solve their problems. And you've mentioned there, all three of you mentioned the idea of building friendships, and especially friendships maybe with other kids in school that you might not have had any particular relationship with them before at all. So terrific opportunities. Getting into the curriculum side of things, Dylan and Boadhi, can you describe for me what it's like helping other students work on their learning goals?
I think it's really nice to help look through their work and see what they need to work on together. It's kind of like being a teacher for them, and then after a few weeks coming back and seeing how much they've worked on that certain goal and how much they've achieved through that time.
Yeah, when we do learning coaching and go into the classrooms, the coaches are assigned to a certain student, and we have this thing called a learning pathway, which is basically like a rubric of all the goals that are expected to be achieved of the students every year. And what we do is we go into the classrooms and we usually focus on one particular goal for each student, and we look through their work on this topic, on the subject that we're looking at that day, and yeah, we look at a goal that they need to work on, we look through their work, and we find an area that they've done that. It's like a sense of proof that you've done it, and then yeah, you come back in a couple of weeks later to check up on them, and it's really nice when you see that they've been working on that goal and been following your advice. Yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah, I like that phrase you talked about. It's like being a teacher. Maybe the teachers need to be a little bit nervous in your school. Maybe jobs could be on the line if you guys do such a great job. I like this idea of the learning pathway. That's fascinating. And the idea that you're actually measuring their progress is terrific for you guys at your age to be able to do that. And at the end there, one of the most important things is to be able to celebrate success. It gives you a great feeling of achievement whenever you see the students do really, really well. Alison has told me that she has actually set up fortnightly supervision sessions for you guys to discuss the successes and the challenges of your coaching roles. Ed, could you share with us an example of something you have found challenging and how these fortnightly conversations have helped you overcome that challenge?
Yeah, something I found quite challenging is the newer coaches, the year sixes who have just joined the coaching programme. So I let Miss Spence might have talked about the takaha. It's basically like a in-school currency which you use to buy free time or whatever, and coaches give out, playground coaches. So we have a bit of a problem with the year six playground coaches obviously giving the takaha to their friends, or the year fives in the junior playground who are quite sneaky, and they I did this thing, and so can I please have some takaha? So yeah.
I think you've hit the nail right on the head there, and that's the sort of problem we as teachers and as principals have as well when it comes to playground issues. And I can see exactly the challenge of some of the pupils in the playground doing things to get these little tokens and playing on people a little bit. So obviously that's something for you as a coach that you bring to the supervision session, and it's great that you get an opportunity to come and say, look, here are the things that actually aren't working particularly well at the moment, and you get an opportunity then as a coach to talk through ways that you could actually improve that, which is absolutely fantastic. I'm going to turn now to Dylan, Kanan and Ruby. Thinking beyond the school building for a minute or two, can you share with us how your coaching skills have been of benefit to you in life outside of school?
I use most of my coaching skills in my sports teams, especially when I'm a teammate. I've got to listen and collaborate to help my team go forward, and coaching's really helped me in that side.
I've been using my coaching skills a lot more at home, especially having lots of siblings, and using my coaching skills to adapt with different home environments, especially being in lockdown, using those and applying them, especially with distance learning and creating goals.
Yeah, for me, it's been really helpful learning skills as part of the training, including setting personal goals. So I had a goal to get a scholarship in a school, and I actually achieved that goal. So that shows that all the skills definitely paid off.
Fantastic. It's delightful to listen to all of those reasons why coaching, the skills that you have, help you beyond school. So being able to transfer these skills into the sports world under the pitch is absolutely terrific. Being able to use them at home, especially with siblings, and siblings can be hard work, I know. The idea of adjusting to lockdown, that's absolutely brilliant. To be able to use the skills you've learned in school to adjust to something as significant and challenging as lockdown is really useful. And again, Ruby, as you said at the end, they're setting personal goals, and isn't absolutely brilliant whenever you achieve those goals? It's just terrific. Each of you has been involved in student coaching for different periods of time, and I'm keen to hear what exactly is meant by head coach. Ed, can you tell us what exactly does this role involve?
Yeah, so basically it involves a bit of organising all the coaches. So we have rosters to go out into the playground. So maybe Tuesday I'll be one person, Wednesday I'll be another one. And also in the goal coaching, if someone gets a bit stuck there, they can come to me. And just, yeah, if they need a bit of advice.
I think that idea of organisation is really helpful. That's going to be really, really helpful to your teachers and to the guys you've helped set the programme up, because you're taking ownership of it and you're actually being able to deliver some of those organisational things yourself. The whole idea of you're almost providing supervision there, and that's absolutely fantastic. So there's almost a little middle layer, which is terrific, and you're actually being able to give advice to other student coaches. All terrific stuff. An important part of your coaching calendar is the graduation. Now, I've heard that as part of your graduation, you actually coach parents. Boydahee, can you tell me a little more about this?
Yes, it was a very interesting experience being able to see what it's like to be in your parents' shoes, because they're usually the ones looking out for you and they're usually the ones asking you questions. And for me, I coached my mum at the coaching graduation last year. And yeah, it was interesting because it was a new experience for both of us. So I know that she had a specific goal for something about cooking, and she wanted to learn a new recipe. And since we're all in the same environment, in the same home, like I could follow up on that goal with her. And yeah, I know that she achieved that later, and it made me feel proud as well. So yeah, it was really, really an interesting experience.
Fantastic. And I'm sure, even beyond being interesting, I'm sure it was quite nerve-wracking. But again, you guys must have shown a lot of confidence and competence to be able to do that in front of other people, especially other adults. So I am really, really impressed by the whole idea of actually coaching parents. Terrific. One final question to you all. Could each of you sum up in just a few sentences what you feel has been the biggest benefit to you having become a student coach at Cohia Terrace School?
Coaching has played a big part in my time at Cohia Terrace School, but I believe that it will play an even bigger role, especially as we all go into high school and having different agendas and everything just being new to us.
Coaching, a little bit like Kanan said, it will help me in the future, but also it gave me a leadership opportunity that I probably wouldn't have had otherwise, being head coach, and also just being a coach full stop. You get a bit of responsibility looking after a whole lot of little kids, and it's quite fun, yeah.
All of these skills that I've learnt through coaching will definitely help me outside of school and at school, like high school next year, and I can use maybe even when getting a job and stuff.
Yeah, coaching in general has helped me develop not just as a coach, but as just a student and a person in general. Yeah, I feel like I'm much more responsible than when I first started coaching, and I feel that listening is a very important skill when it comes to coaching, and like the other said, this will help me in the future, especially on my high school journey.
Yeah, I think the biggest part for me is that it's been a really great way to make a meaningful contribution to the school, and I've learned lots of new skills that make me a better leader, and I'll be able to use those all throughout my life.
Fantastic. I love that phrase at the end there, Ruby, making a meaningful contribution to school. Alison, as the head teacher here, you have had the pleasure of helping to mould these young student coaches. It would be a lovely way to conclude our conversation if you could share what this experience has meant to you.
As the principal of a school, and as you know, Richard, you really have to work hard to make sure that you're connecting with students. I mean, you do some teaching, but actually every year I commit to actually training our student coaches, and then through that ongoing time with them over the 2 or 3 years that they do it, you build up an amazing connection with students. And for me, that's just actually the icing on a cake in terms of the relationships I have with these students. They inspire me, and hopefully I inspire them sometimes as well. You're smiling a little bit around that. But it's, for me, it's about really giving, and that the whole act of service, and actually we're giving these kids some skills around that concept around what service is. But, you know, those listening skills and those skills about asking the questions and not telling people what to do is really ensuring they've got the skills to grow and can continue to contribute as they move through school and as through life. So for us, you know, we talk about Kohira, about giving to, you know, and everyone adds to everyone's kete or their basket of knowledge. And I think that we as a school have added significantly to these students. Their skills and their kete of knowledge that they take away from this place when they leave.
I can see definitely what you mean when you talk about it being a badge of honour. Alison, this has been just a delightful conversation today, and I want to say a huge thank you to all our 5 students. You have been inspirational, not just to me, but to our listeners right around the world. Alison, thank you for your work and effort in helping to put this episode together, and for the amazing example you have created at Cohia Terrace School of just how much student conversations can be enhanced. advanced through a coaching culture. On behalf of everyone at Growth Coaching International, can I wish you and your staff and students continued success on your coaching journey. For our listeners, I'm sure you will have enjoyed our conversation today. As always, you can find out more about what GCI offers schools by way of coach training and support by visiting our website at growthcoaching.com.au. And I trust you will all join me on the next episode of Coaching in Education, where theory and good intentions meet reality.